Welcome to week 7, video 3, friends and their influence. So, just like family, we have friends. Some of them, like Elisa said in our last video, some of them are there to support you in your marriage. Some are not. Some are there to encourage you, give you positive insights, help you through those difficult times. Others are there to tear you down and bring you down. And just like we said in the last video about family, this is very similar. It's about setting up those guardrails around those friendships that are building you up or taking you down. So as we go through these questions, keep in mind those friends. And friends can be, they're different. I almost want to say there are different layers of friends, right? There are those acquaintances that you have maybe through businesses. You know, business, work, church. It could be, you know, we have a lot of friends just on our children's sports teams. We would consider them friends. They're not folks that we hang out with all the time. So there are some friends, though, in that instance that we tend to gravitate towards, hang out with, because they line up with our values. There are others that we don't. And because of that, it's the other reason is that they don't, you know, come up or they don't align with our values. So as we look through these questions, it's looking at those friendships and how do they impact your marriage. One thing we're going to say right from the top, you need to have same sex friendships that are, and what I'm saying is husbands, guys, wives, females, right? The line gets very blurred in marriage. Jealousy can start rearing its head. You know, suspicion can really start rearing its head. If I'm out hanging out with a girl friend for extended periods of time, and you may go, oh, no, that wouldn't happen to us. Believe me, we've seen it happen more times than you would think, that emotional affairs, physical affairs can happen. So think of those as well. Like if you have close girlfriends and you're a guy, how does that impact your wife? You know, this is the woman you married. This is a woman you're honoring. And if you're allowing another woman in that close to you, how does that change that dynamic? And you may be wondering why your wife is on edge. Maybe wondering why your wife isn't emotionally, you know, giving or opening up to you. And it may be because there's a friend out there who's sort of fishing around that's causing some friction. So let's go through these questions so we can help you evaluate your friendships within your marriage. So who in my circle of friends is supportive of our marriage? So who is it? Who's there that supports you? That wants to see you succeed, that wants to see you, even when times are tough, to be able to come out the other end and say, we've done it. Because those are the friends you definitely want to keep around. On the other hand, what have they done or said to demonstrate this? Again, what are they doing? You know, are these those friends that you're able to hang out with and who are lifting you up? Because Are they offering sound advice? Are they sharing, you know, information with you of their own life, with maybe that they've gone through? It may be an older couple, you know, that you're around, or it may be a friend that's of the same age who's gone through similar scenarios as you have in your own life. If I was being honest with myself and my spouse, the following friends do not have my marriage best interests at heart. Who are they? You know, these are the guys or gals who say, hey, it's okay. It's Friday night. Let's go hang out until midnight. Let's go to the strip club. Let's go out to the bar. It's okay. Your wife will be okay at home on her own with the newborn. Look at that. And I'm not saying you can't go out at all and have fun. And yet, if this is somebody who's pulling you away constantly, is this a friend who's texting you pornographic messages, you know, just sending you stuff like, check this out, dude, or look at this girl, or hey, let's do this later tonight. If they're not in line with your values, it may be time to, you know, put them on this list and really think hard of who they are and why they're in your life. What have they done or said to demonstrate this? Again, I've already shared that. And questions for your spouse. Is there anyone in my circle of friends that you have difficulties with? And so this is looking on the other side. This is me looking at Elisa's friends and going, all right, is there a friend of hers that she has that is giving me difficulty, that is sending up, you know, those weird vibes? You know, we get those over time as spouses and going, And we've had that happen.
I was thinking of that. I distinctly remember one time I had a girlfriend who was just very needy. And so she would call 2, 3, 4 times a day. And I remember Tony just looking at me and saying, we need a break. She's calling too much. She's asking for too much of you. And it wasn't until he said something and I was willing to listen. I probably got a little defensive at first, like we all do when somebody, you know, is talking about somebody that we care about. But I had to realize, you know, when I stopped and thought about it, he was right. She was calling. I mean, this was even, you know, early on in our marriage. So like kind of the pretexting thing.
And we had young kids at the time.
We had our son. And so there was just a lot of demands. And I was allowing this other person to take up more and more of my time. And so that's when you really need to look at those people and the influence that they're trying to have on your life. And you have to listen to your spouse. If they're telling you something, they're not telling you this to be malicious. They're not telling you this to be mean. They're telling you this because if you can identify the situation now, you can save yourself a heck of a lot of heartache later. It's being proactive instead of reactive.
Yeah. Question for your spouse. What boundaries do we need to have in place for our friendships? And this is a big one. You know, what are some boundaries that couples can put up in their relationship around those friends?
Well, some of it has to do with, you know, what kind of activities are you going to do together? Mm-hmm. Right? If you're trying to, you know, guys and gals, although I think it's mostly guys that are going to the strip clubs, but if you're, you know, trying to keep yourself pure for your wife, then you're probably not going to the strip clubs with your buddies. You know, gals, are you going out clubbing with your husband and not telling him? Right? Or you say, you know, when you go out with those girlfriends and you go on a shopping spree and somebody's like, don't tell your husband, it'll be okay. Just go ahead and buy that. No, that's when you say, you know what, I value my marriage and I value my husband and I'm not going to lie and I'm not going to keep secrets and I'm not going to have this dual life with my spouse, right? I'm going to do those things that are important and building of my marriage. And if you can't see that, if you're going to encourage me to do things that are destructive in my marriage, then we're going to have to put some distance in here. It's checking in with your spouse voluntarily, not because they asked you to, but because you know it matters to them where you are and what time you're coming home and if you're going to be late. That's a courtesy that you give to your spouse. That's not a, well, I have to check in with my wife or I have to check in with my husband and you're all bummed about it. It's like, they care about me. They want to know where I am.
Right. Yeah. Who are the married friends that we spend time with? So who are those couples who you hang out with? If you don't have any, then you need to start finding some.
Key for married couples is that you have married couples to hang out with.
Yes. Go find them. Seek them out. One of the things I had to learn through my years is that I had to be proactive. If I wanted or if we wanted to find married couples to hang out with, we had to seek them out. I couldn't sit here at home on my duff and just expect people to text me and call me and expect them to invite me out. I had to take that action. I had to be intentional about that. So if you're not around somebody, if you're a younger couple and you need mentors, those who've been married, say you've been married, you know, in the 1 to 5 year range, find a couple who's been married 10 years, 15 years. Start to talk to them. Ask to just take them out for a coffee break. You know, let them know that you value their marriage and where they've gone and what they're going through and what they've come through, that you just want to glean off of them. You know, there's nothing like just taking somebody to a Starbucks and spending $20, $10, and just pouring in so that they can pour back into you. And then who do we need to spend more time with in terms of mentoring or support, which is what I just shared? Find those folks. We're here at One Extraordinary Marriage to mentor you. That's why we have the podcast. That's why we share each and every week things that are happening here in the DiLorenzo family, so that you have a mentor always on the go. You can go back 6.5 years at this point and hear where we were in our marriage and where we've come, but we're here to mentor you no matter where you're at. You just need to be willing to pick up those earbuds and put them in your ears and listen for those nuggets that are in each and every podcast. Locally, like I said before, go seek those people out. Just take them out for a coffee break. Do something that is quick, simple, and yet begins to foster a relationship that will grow for many years to come. We love you guys. We'll see you in the next video.